This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some Palestinians are worried that Hamas's victory in last week's elections may affect their secular lifestyles. In Gaza, one of the newly elected Hamas legislators says she wants to introduce a bill that would compel women to cover their heads and dress modestly. Another senior Hamas leader says he wants to see boys and girls separated in schools. And some Palestinian Christians worry that Hamas may ban the sale of alcohol. NPR's Linda Gradstein has the story.
At the Taiba factory, the West Bank's only brewery in a small village about a half-hour drive from Ramallah, owner Nadim Khoury proudly gives visitors a tour. He shows off newly printed posters with the slogan, "Taste the Revolution, Drink Palestinian." Now, after the Hamas victory, Khoury is worried about a different kind of revolution. He says that Hamas has already enforced a ban on alcohol sales in the Gaza Strip, and he fears a similar ban in the West Bank. Khoury says he hopes a new Hamas government will be wise enough to realize that tourists who come to the West Bank want to be able to drink beer.
This country is the Holy Land, and we count so much on tourism in this country. And I believe when a tourist comes here and spends a dollar for Taiba beer, they will help the economy of Palestine. They will help the workers who work in the brewery. They will help the taxes that was paid to the authority. This is, I believe, how the state of Palestine will be built.
But just in case, Khoury has already begun developing plans for a non-alcoholic beer, which he jokingly calls Hamas beer. And a new label already in production happens to be green, the Hamas color. At his restaurant in the nearby village of Jifna, 27-year-old Samer Tabash worries that the Hamas win means his family business will be ruined. For more than 40 years, the Tabashes have been selling food and alcohol here. Samer points to a table of two men, one drinking arak and the other scotch, and says their bill will be well over $100. He says that alcohol sales are what's keeping the restaurant afloat.
We don't make much money from just selling food. The idea is when the people want to enjoy time, they come, drink alcohol. Then when they drink alcohol, get drunk, they ask for more food and more food and more food, then the receipt will be high.
At a back table, Nader Said, a professor of sociology at Birzeit University, is enjoying a late lunch with his family. On the table is a bottle of Taiba beer. Said says many secular Palestinians like him see the Hamas victory as a challenge to their lifestyle. He says they are determined to hold the line.
We're doing a little more of the things that we're allowed now than before. We're going out more, we're drinking beer more, we're, assuring our friends that we're going to be okay. You know, we're calling each other and making sure that everyone's okay. And therefore, I think this at this point of time has given us a sense of unity.
Said says that secularism is deeply ingrained in many West Bank Palestinians, and he believes Hamas will not try to make major changes.
I truly feel that we will, in Ramallah at least, we will not have a lot to deal with in terms of the social issues, in terms of personal freedoms. I think that Hamas will be much more worried about survival and trying to prove that they can be leaders.
Boutaina Khoury, a filmmaker, says she worries that Hamas might try to put restrictions on Palestinian women.
It's a concern for all women, for Palestinian women. I don't want to see women really covered up, whether they're Christians or Muslims or whatever. Any enforcement on the community is not something that will be welcomed by anybody, I think.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News.